Good afternoon. You're listening to Our Mill Raid here on Cambridge 105 with me, Kerry and Little Child. Thanks there to Stuart and Zoe, who did the lunchtime show. Over the next hour or so, I'll be bringing you news from the Mill Raid area of town. I think the coolest part of town. We've got interviews with local traders, a brief guide to the pubs, and a diverse array of music for you.
Does anyone out there know how long it's gonna take? I'm getting kinda cold now. They say save the children, but now we're getting kinda old now. Old now. Old now.
So hey, sing for Moses, I just can't find a staff. Path in the garden, already been down. Laugh on the wall, Humpty Dumpty call. The only difference in the rules and rules, that's all. Well, it might rain,
and it might not.
You might get chilled,
and we might not.
It might rain,
and it might not.
It might get chilled,
and we might not.
That was Galliano with a song called Long Time Gone. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. And over the next hour, I'm going to be talking about all things Mill Road. If you want to get in touch with me throughout the show, please do. You can email studio@cambridge105.fm. You can text in 07919 070490, or you can tweet at Cambridge 105. And for those of you listening, you're probably already hardy Mill Roaders, but for those people who are listening who perhaps don't know the Mill Road area, I wanted to give you a bit of an intro to it, really. Mill Road is a 10-minute walk from the city centre, just across Parker's Peace, and it's the main high street for the wards of Petersfield and Romsey Town within Cambridge. It's about a mile long from the East Road beginning point to Pern Road, and it hosts over 200 businesses, and a large proportion of those are sort of smaller businesses or independently run. And there are a range of shops and services, all kinds of things, from estate agents and insurance and lawyers and accountants to all of your daily essentials. We've got a baker, a butcher, a greengrocer, and even a bow maker. In addition, there's loads of charity shops and homeware shops for browsing for gifts and stuff. It's known as one of the most cosmopolitan and alternative parts of town. We've got international supermarkets offering goods from China, Korea, Turkey, all over the globe. And we've got international restaurants as well. We have over 10 different pubs in the area and one very exceptional cocktail bar. And also a mountain of community spirit, all of which is celebrated here on this show, Our Mill Road. So, yeah, it's a great place to live, to work or to visit. So I highly recommend going if you haven't been already. A little bit of news for you from the area. Mill Road sees plenty of change over the years, and that's sort of in respect to the shops and things that are there. And so today is no exception to that, really. A couple of the businesses are up for sale, including Donaldson's Bakery, which I think is a bit of a shame. Not many streets can boast having a butcher's and a baker's and so on. So, but I think Darren is keen to see that the business is kept as a bakery, and he's obviously got that up for sale. We've got new arrivals in the form of a very swanky new hairdresser's called Fratelli's, and that's located just next door to the Bed Centre on Mill Road, and that's not far from Coleridge Road. And we also have a new Mexican restaurant, which is called The Loco, which opened during the winter fair. And The Loco is at the location of the old locomotive pub, which I'm sure many people will be familiar with the reputation of that. And Entice Dessert Lounge is a fairly recent addition. It opened in October last year. And I have an interview with the owner, Mrs. Vara, from earlier this week. Dessert Lounge on Mill Road. Hi, Mrs. Barra.
Hi, Harry.
So tell us, first of all, for those people that don't know about Entice, what it is your shop is all about.
Well, we're Cambridge's first dessert lounge. We sell hot crepes, waffles, lots of different types of ice cream. We do 26 different flavours of ice cream. We do lots of sundaes. We do lots of individual cakes. And it'd be good if you come and had a look and see what else we do.
Yeah. So with it being the new year and everybody probably making resolutions about eating healthily, do you have a few healthy options here?
We have lots of nice smoothies that you can have. And our waffles are quite healthy. We put strawberries on there, we put bananas. And
so you don't have to have lashes.
Yeah, we can tweak them and we can make it healthy.
Yeah. Okay, so what you've been trading on Mill Road for a very long time, haven't you? Is it in the region of 25 years?
Yes, 25 to 30 years.
Yeah.
My husband and I've been on Mill Road for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And we've always been the starters of the businesses, and we seem to, hopefully this one will work for us as well, like the other two did.
Yeah. So the first shop you had was like a grocery supermarket, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more like a ethnic shop. We were the first to do the Caribbean and Indian spices.
Okay.
And then from that, customers were asking us to bring the hair products while we were in London. So that's how the hair shop sort of developed.
Mm-hmm. And you were running the hair shop, that was Balve's Hair and Wigs, wasn't it? Is your husband's name Balve?
No, Balve is actually our God's name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you started Balve's Hair and Wigs, that was
14 years ago.
Yeah. And you found that eventually the demand for the hair and wigs sort of dropped off.
It's more like the hair industry is changed considerably, and also we have quite a few more shops in Cambridge as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of people buy online now as well. So yeah. I had to change my business, and my son and his partner, Kevin and Nadine, they both wanted to do business, and this is what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Mom, let's do this together," because there's nothing like this in Cambridge, and they've always wanted to do this.
So they had the original idea for a dessert lounge.
Yeah.
Okay. And where did the name come from?
Oh, entire. We went through so many names. We were like, it was nearly called Drizzles.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that the second favourite choice?
We were trying to think of all these names, but actually Nadine came up with Entice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And am I right in thinking you also have Indian sweets here as well?
We do. We do keep some here, but we can always order for people.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not a kind of thing people would have all the time.
Yeah.
But if they ever wanted, if they came in a few days early and ordered them, we can order it for them.
Yeah. And so how do you think it's going since you sort of opened the new business?
Well, considering the time of year we opened, because we didn't open till October, and like with Christmas, the weather, a new business, you know, touch wood, we're doing really well.
Good.
For the time of year and everything,
And I think what's really nice about your story is that you're someone who's been on Mill Road for a long time, but you've had to change your business as the years have gone on because the market has changed.
Yeah.
So it's good that you've adapted to that.
Yeah. We sort of carried on with our businesses for so long, but I think with every business you have to keep reviewing things and keep moving on with the times.
Yeah.
And this is what the children have done. Like, I know we're doing long hours now. We're open till late. We open in the afternoon, and we hopefully want to extend our hours in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, all goes well.
Yeah. And tell us how you first came to be on Mill Road, that 30 years ago when you first came here. Where did you come from before?
I've actually married into the family, but my husband and his parents, they used to live in Peterborough, and my father-in-law used to actually come to Cambridge to deliver vegetables to people, to their houses, because then you couldn't get Indian vegetables here. And then he saw that there's a market for, to open a business here.
Yeah.
And that's how
the first shop.
Like, that's how the Balbs on Mill Road started.
Right.
And at first I used to travel from Peterborough to Cambridge, and my husband used to look after his brothers and sisters, and then eventually they moved here, and my husband and they worked together, and then we opened another shop down Sewage Road, which we had for 13 years, and then to get the family to be together, we actually sold that one so we could all be close together, because all my children were quite young then.
Yeah. And what was the shop on Sewers Road called?
That was just an off-license. That was Bow's Mini Market.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure. And, yeah, everybody, check out Entice Dessert Lounge on Mill Road.
We're going to have lots and lots of offers, then. We're going to have lots of different things that we're going to introduce all the time. So,
What's the next one coming up?
What's the next one coming up? We want to do something for Valentine's Day. So
keep your eyes peeled for that, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something nice.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. And more news from the Mill Road area. This last month, 51 businesses from the Mill Road competed in a shopfront award for the title of Pride of Mill Road. We had a panel of judges, which included Alan Brigham, who's a local historian and also a sort of keen building conservation enthusiast, Matthew Williams, who's from Timbertech Construction, Piero D'Angelico, who's the chair of the Mill Road Traders Association, Anne Bannell, who works in Jackson Trinity in town, and she's sort of well known for her window dressing skills. We also had two very senior people from John Lewis come along and have a look at the shops on Mill Road, and we had Susan Smith, who works for the City Council's design and conservation team, and all of those judges came around and scored the participating businesses on a range of criteria, and that included things like their shop sign and colour scheme, the cleanliness of their forecourt, the condition of the building, and also their window display. Cambridge 105 also held a public vote, which was via the Our Mill Road page on their website. For anybody who wants to take a look at that, by the way, that's www.cambridge105.fm/shows/our-mill-road, and you can find podcasts of all of my previous previous shows from the last year on there. And the results of our Shopfront Award are published in the latest copy of the Cambridge Edition magazine. It was very difficult to pick a winner because a few of the shops did really well. Urban Larder, who many of you will know, it's on the Broadway on Mill Road. They won the majority of the public votes on the radio competition here. And they also topped the scoreboard for their massively creative window display, which has been done by a local artist called Jo Clark. And she's created a sort of illustrated scene in white paint on the window there, and it looks fantastic. And equally, Hillary's Greengrocers on Mill Road scored the highest in a number of categories from the judges looked at. And I caught up with Will Sutton, who works in the shop, to find out their reaction. I'm here with Will Sutton, who works most days at Hillary's Greengrocers on Mill Road. And Hillary's recently won the Shopfront Award on Mill Road. Welcome, Will, to the show.
Thank you.
So, for people that don't know about Hillary's, give us a bit of background about the shop and the business.
Yeah, Hillary's is owned by the Malik family, has been for over 30 years, starting off from this very premises, and growing into a whole wholesale business as well. We're very glad to have won the prize, obviously.
Yeah.
So, 664, please.
Oh, is it? So, did the business grow from just an individual shop to then becoming a wholesale
business? That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, very small, humble beginnings, kind of taking over the world.
Yeah, and so did it start here on Mill Road?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the wholesale business, so Hillary supply vegetables to...
We supply to... we've got the contract for the universities and supply a lot to local restaurants, cafes, pubs, that kind of thing.
Okay. And where do you source the fruit and veg from? Is it sort of fairly like UK based, or is it
we try to the most degree to get things local where we can, obviously, but there's things that clearly don't grow in Britain, so we can't. But we try to, especially for the shop, because I know local people want to buy local things.
Yeah, sure. Okay, and one of the prizes in the Shopfront Award is a donation to charity. Which charity will you be supporting?
We'll be supporting the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, which is a local cancer charity. Obviously does a lot of good work in the community, so we're happy to support them.
Okay, and is there any kind of like personal connection with the charity at all? Or?
I don't think so, no.
Just that it's local?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and one of the things I noticed actually on the Hillary's website is, don't you donate your food waste to...
Yeah, it's the Shepworth Wildlife Park.
That's good to know.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
That's a pleasure.
There you go, that was Will Sutton, who you can find working most days in Hillary's Greengrocers on Mill Road. And I found out actually while I was chatting to Will that nowadays their wholesale warehouse actually sort of subsidises the shop. They don't actually make enough money from their shop to keep it going on its own. So it just shows you sort of how I suppose the smaller businesses are under quite a lot of... just that it's really challenging to keep a small business going in current climate of high rent and rates and stuff. Very interesting chat with Will there. I have to mention Cambridge Kitchens. They came as runner-up in the competition. Cambridge Kitchens is down sort of the Romsey end of Mill Road. They came sort of as runner-up. And the prizes, as I mentioned when I was talking to Will, there's £100 to give to charity. So £50 will go from Hillary's to the Arthur Rank a hospice charity, and Urban Larder will be giving £50 as well. And the City Council, who've supported the award, will also be giving a 50% discount on each shop's waste collection for a year. So I think that's really good news. And of course, look out for the coverage in Cambridge Edition. I'm going to play you another song now. This is by The Bees.
Like a magic light.
Happy New Year to Paul Little, who got in touch via Twitter just a minute ago. You're listening to Cambridge 105, community radio in your city, and this is our Mill Road. And one of the things I love about Mill Road in particular is just how creative its community is. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the creative projects and ongoings that we've got in the area. First off is the Mill Road Mural, which is an ambitious project to see a section of hoardings that are currently around some vacant land on Mill Road be painted with a community mural. And we've recruited local artists who will be working with community groups to draw up some designs. And we're currently in the process of seeking funding to help get that project off the ground. And we're being helped by in that project by a local group called Oblique Arts. And they were also involved in some of the previous campaigns on Mill Road to help preserve the independent businesses. Beverly and Rob, who work in Oblique Arts, have played quite a pivotal role in helping to protect the Mill Road shops. So yeah, they'll be working alongside local artists on that project, which is really exciting. And we also will have in August of next year, of this year, sorry now, 2014, we're going to be having another Romsey Art Festival. So the first one of these was held last August, and once again, Cambridge Art Salon will be piloting the second year of that festival. So any local artists who are interested in getting involved, please get in touch with the Cambridge Art Salon about that. I also, in my role as Mill Road coordinator, I'll be talking to the local councillors next Thursday at the East Area Committee about supporting Mill Road becoming more of an arts quarter for Cambridge. I think we already have quite a lot going on creatively. We've got a few good art venues. Some of those, for example, Williams Art next door to Hot Numbers Cafe, Cambridge Art Salon, as I mentioned, the Front Room, which is in just in down Guider Street in the Enterprise Centre there, and yeah, so it's a really, I think, vibrant place, but I think it could also be nurtured in this direction. And on the creative front, look out for exhibitions in all of those galleries I mentioned, but also we have a creative drink and draw group. This is an event that takes place every fortnight at Hot Numbers, and it's hosted by a different artist each time. The next one is coming up on Tuesday the 7th, and it's from 7 till 9pm. It's completely free, and if you're somebody who likes doing creative things, basically you just turn up with your drawing materials and some paper and just participate in whatever the theme is, or you could just use the time to draw your own thing. It's completely up to you. If you're interested in hearing more about my job as Mill Road coordinator, do come along to the East Area Committee. That's on Thursday, and that's from 7 o'clock as well. And also pop along to Drink and Draw Tuesday 7th and Tuesday 21st.
Search for Cambridge 105 on Facebook and Twitter, or follow the links from our website, cambridge105.fm.
We are Cambridge 105.
And you're listening to Our Mill Road. Coming up at 3pm is Radio Dante, which is the Italian specialist show. And after that is Chris Durden with some sports. So this is Our Mill Road. I'm going to give you a brief guide to the local pubs in the area. And one of the things I think Mill Road does pretty well is a good night out. So if the centre of town isn't your cup of tea on a Friday or Saturday night and you've outgrown frequenting Cambridge's 3 or 4 pretty rancid nightclubs, then I highly recommend visiting the pubs down in Mill Road, because they all offer some great atmosphere. So I'll give you a run through of the pubs we've got and what they have on. First up, if you're coming to Mill Road from the centre of town, first up is the Six Bells, which is just down Covent Garden, next to Sally Ann's. The Six Bells regularly has a quiz night, an open mic night, a steak night, and often they show art exhibitions as well. And Eileen, the landlady, she's a keen knitter, and I know she has a knitting group in the pub on a Wednesday night too, so plenty going on. And the one thing that I particularly like about the Six Bells is that it's actually a little bit quieter than some of the other pubs on a Friday or a Saturday. So if you're looking for a quiet drink and you want a good chat with somebody, it is a very good pub to go to on a Friday night. Next up on the list, down Gwydir Street, we have the Cambridge Blue, and they serve a very large variety of real ales and flavoured beers as well. My particular favourite is coconut, but great atmosphere in there as well, and food too, and that's down Gwydir Street. And just slightly further down Gwydir Street is the Alexandra Arms as well. They're under new ownership. I must admit, I haven't been in there myself since the new owners came on board, but I know that they're also showing artwork now, and in fact I know a lady called Katie Bailey. She's an artist in Cambridge. She is currently installing an exhibition there today as well. And then around the corner from the Alex, branching onto Norfolk Street, is the Blue Moon. Now, this used to be the Man on the Moon, and it's been taken over by the landlord and landlady of the Cambridge Blue. And they've refurbed a little bit, renamed it, rebranded it. The Blue Moon, they held an alternative market just a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure if they're still doing the live gigs that the Man on the Moon used to do. I don't think they are, because the stage area has been changed, hasn't it? So that's the Blue Moon. Check it out. And again, just sort of further around the corner from Norfolk Street, going on to, I think it's Sturton Street, is the Geldart. And that is a really good pub, particularly good for food, which they serve on hot rocks. So you get like this big big piece of stone, which is already preheated, and you get to cook your various meats or vegetables on this rock at your table. They do have a rather exotic array of meats for you to try. I think they've had things like ostrich and kangaroo and so on. But if you're a vegetarian like me, they do have halloumi and vegetable dishes as well. So I highly recommend that one, particularly for eating. And also, I know they show artwork as well. And they have, don't they have an in-house jazz band? I think they do. They have an in-house jazz band there. So coming back up to Mill Road from the Geldart, going down Kingston Street, there's the Kingston Arms. They're particularly good for a meal out, but on a budget. They've got a variety of like bargain breakfasts, bargain roasts, that kind of thing. And also, I think they're a real ale pub as well. The White Swan at the top of Kingston Street. This is a fairly well-renowned pub in the Mill Road area, because it's open until 2 a.m. in the morning. So after all of the other pubs have closed, it is invariably the choice for most people if they wish to carry on drinking. You can meet Mill Road's most quirky and outrageous people in there, no doubt. And actually, I've just remembered, one of the things about the Blue Moon back on Norfolk Street is that they're open until 2 a.m. as well. That's the first half of the pubs on Mill Road. I'm going to play another song, and then after that I'll run you through some of the others that we've got in the area. We'll be right back.
me pas. Ti gardiam tora ki vernas. Tora sujelo, ma te mujelas. Melise kerno, pikres me kernas. Ti tha gini epitelus me mas. Tha su figo ke tha me zitas. Tarti, tarti, kapia mera. Tarti, unu tha figo. Ke si, tha me zitas. Tarti, tarti, kapia mera. Tarti, unu tha figo. Ke si, tha me agapas. Tarti, tarti, kapia mera. Tarti, unu tha figo. Ke si, tha me zitas. Oh, oh, oh. Tarti, tarti, kapia mera. Tarti, unu tha figo.
You're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, and this is Our Mill Road. And I'm just halfway through a guide to the pubs in the area, and I got as far as the White Swan, which is open until 2 a.m. in the morning. And following on from that, we have the Devonshire Arms just round the corner at the top of Devonshire Road. The Devonshire Arms is a great pub. It's a Milton Brewery pub, so it has a variety of real ales. They have a, I think it's Polish or maybe Latvian or some Eastern European lager, which I highly recommend, and very affordable wine too. They have pub grub and a variety of stone-baked pizzas as well, so a great place to hang out. Often very busy on a Friday and Saturday night, probably one of the most alternative pubs in this part of town. You can frequently see the punk crowd down there and the rockabilly crowd too. And just over the bridge then is the Earl of Beaconsfield, which again has come under new ownership recently. Matt and Susie are the new landlord and landlady, and since they took over, they've refurbished the pub, and they've also made firmly established it as a sort of new music venue in the area. And you can find all kinds of live music there throughout the week. They do a blues jam, a rock jam. I think they even have Irish music on a particular day of the week as well. Well worth checking out their live music. Slightly further up the road down Thoday Street is a pub called The Empress, which is the sister pub of The Emperor on Hills Road. The Empress is always lively. In fact, if you go in there at this time of year, it is... How can I describe this? It's basically like Tinseltown. Everything is lit up and there's glitter everywhere, and the landlord, Dave, goes pretty much over the top for the Christmas period. But also there are lots of events held there. The quiz night on a Tuesday is immensely popular. There's usually free sandwiches as well as good prizes to be won, and it's and their quizmaster is very entertaining. They also they've been having karaoke recently as well. I think that's what they did on New Year's Eve. But yeah, it's a great pub to go to. And then the last pub on Mill Road is the Brook. And it's often neglected because it's right down the bottom end on the Romsey side of Mill Road. But actually it is a really good pub. It's very big. It's got an open fire. It's got home-cooked food. And yeah, it's a really nice atmosphere. And they won an award as well for their customer service, so it is actually a great pub to go to. Again, perhaps if you want somewhere a bit quieter and maybe less discovered than some of the others. There are also a couple of other venues on Mill Road which I have to recommend. Hot Numbers, which I mentioned earlier when I was talking about Drink and Draw. Hot Numbers, usually on a Thursday night, they have live music. They've become known really as a gig venue, and they have a license as well now, I think throughout the week, so you can go there for a beer when they're open late. And like I say, Drink and Draw is every other Tuesday and open to all. And then not forgetting our very famous 196, which is a cocktail bar on Mill Road. And I have to say, anybody who discovers it basically loves it, wants to go there over and over again and spend all their money on cocktails. But it is by far, I think, one of the best places in Cambridge for a cocktail. So I highly recommend it. And that's it for the sort of pub and drinking guide in Mill Road. Coming to a close now, you've been listening to Our Mill Road, and I'm Kerry Littlechild. The next show, next month's Our Mill Road, is on Saturday, 1st of February, and it will be brought to you by a native Mill Roader whose name is Pam Wesson. She's a community activist, designer, and pretty eccentric shopkeeper. I don't think she'll mind me saying that at all. But yeah, she'll be with you on Saturday, 1st of February, between 2 and 3 p.m. And the only other thing to mention to you is that on Saturday the 18th of January, coming up very soon, at Barat Bavan, which is the old library building. It's just to the left of the bridge on Mill Road. On that day, we'll be having a sort of open day, basically. If you're new to the area or you live elsewhere in Cambridge and you want to find out a bit more about Mill Road, or you live in Mill Road and you feel passionately about a particular subject, the 18th of January will be a sort of open showcase day. We held one last year, actually, and basically there'll be presentations and sort of exhibition stands by a couple of the local groups. Mill Road Bridges will be there, and they'll have information about what they get up to, which is they produce sort of a community newsletter, and they'll also be holding a networking lunch, so you can come along, get some food and join them and find out what they're all about. And Romsey Action also will be there, one of our other local residents groups, and one of the biggest sort of communication networks that we've got in the area. The Mill Road History Project will also be there, providing a sort of activity and information about what they're up to. And I'll be there, and as well, the local councillors will be joining us. So if you've got any concerns about something in the area, then it's a good opportunity to raise that with them. That's Saturday, 18th of January, and that will be from 9 in the morning until 7 at night. So pop in any time during the day. Everybody is welcome. The other news, just quickly, is that the Traders Association has been going for a year now, and the position of chairperson is now open again. So all of the businesses on Mill Road have an opportunity to sort of volunteer themselves for the role. It's been done over the last year by Piero D'Angelico, who runs Piero's hairdressing salon, and he will be standing again, but as always, we want to sort of open up the opportunity to others. So if any of the Mill Road traders are listening this afternoon, then they know how to get in touch with me and let me know. And all of the other traders will be asked to sort of vote on that. And just an interesting little side note while I'm talking about Piero, if you happen to frequent his salon in the next few days, have a look at the artwork that he's got up in the shop. He is a keen artist himself and has done some reproduction drawings of Leonardo da Vinci's work, which he's displaying up in the salon. And I think they're fantastic. So yeah, very interesting. Anyway, I'm going to finish now. And my last song for you is Blackalicious featuring Gil Scott Heron.
In the wind of the night, like a 747 to LA up in flight. Free, like a garden flourishing in the wind, like a student about to do it when he's graduating. Free from any other energy perception, can never be defined, create the definition within. Free, just loving life himself and never pretend to be anything other than the man I was meant to be. Travel through time and get a glimpse of the centuries to come, a better day is promised. Remember, free, like my nephew in a few months about to be out the penitentiary. Meditation, 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 meditation. Meditation, meditation, meditation. About a reluctant mind, just put the pedal to the metal, see what you find. Your back is slouching over, won't you big up your spine? Just make it really, really happen, live up this time. Cause you could choose to say good morning, God, a good God morning, with black clouds storming. I walk without umbrellas in any woods, don't need it cause the mighty trees above will shelter me good. I'm eating berries from the bushes of the heavenly good. Just on the stage, the power came through us whenever we stood, reverberating out of reach in each and every hood, whenever we could. The spiritual anatomy fool, but never take the credit for it because that'd be rude. It's just the way of life we searching for that had to be new. You gotta work it though, cause every day ain't Saturday, fool. Evolving to a better life and be happy with you and your beers.
Cause we got a rhythm in time. We got a rhythm in time. We got a rhythm in time. like the sun up at the crack of the dawn. Like a waking giant in the morning, stretching and yawning. Rise. Like an infant being held in the light. Like the smoke from an incense when it's ignited. Rise. If you're sleeping, won't you open your eyes again? The greatest high be that natural high within. No need to force enough progression, just ride the wind. Reveal the answer to the where and the why and when. If you keep working for your search, you will find the end. Though at the end, you'll find it only begins again. See, at the end, you see it only begins again. And everything you learn, you only remember it. Cause you're
good.
Shine, meet your goal, B-E. Spread that kind of L-O-V-E. Take some time off the lonely street. Let your mind and your soul be free. Work the shine, meet your goal, B-E. Spread that kind of L-O-V-E. Take some time off the lonely.
Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky. Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky. Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky. We'll be right back.